The heavy rains that South Florida has been experiencing the last week do not show signs of letting up. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman explains why the downpours are likely to keep coming through Memorial Day weekend.
Not one, but two potential disturbances will need to be watched. Neither are likely to be a significant, purely tropical threat, but both could enhance the already wet pattern in place and elevate the flood risk across much of Florida.
The official start to hurricane season does not arrive until June 1st, but according to federal forecasters, a tropical storm does form in the month of May about once every 10 years. Well, the flood watch that went into effect for most of South Florida over the weekend is still in effect for Broward County and will remain in place until noon today. What that means is that the ground remains saturated from the very heavy rainfall of the last few days. Now, additional rainfall expected today will likely aggravate ongoing flooding across the watch area or cause new areas of flooding. We should be looking out for flooding in canals, streets, and underpasses, as well as other drainage areas and low-lying areas. In a 24-hour period from Saturday to Sunday, just over 14 inches of rain fell near Coconut Creek. About 11 inches fell in Lauderhill, and 11 inches also fell in Fort Lauderdale. And people who live in downtown Fort Lauderdale are being asked to boil their water before they drink it. The city has issued a boil water notice after a water main erupted yesterday afternoon on Broward Boulevard. Officials said workers are making emergency repairs on the main road between Southwest 3rd Avenue and Southwest 5th Avenue. Fort Lauderdale officials say that the precautionary boil water notice will remain in effect until surveys show that the water is safe to drink again. Residents are advised that all water used for drinking, cooking, making ice, brushing teeth, or washing dishes should be boiled. A rolling boil of about 1 minute is pretty good. The Fort Lauderdale neighborhoods affected are bounded by Northwest 4th Street to the north, West Las Olas Boulevard and New River to the south, Northwest 7th Avenue to the west, and Southwest 2nd Avenue to the east. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.